Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 49th Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. And last night, the announcement of the 10 films of the 2014 Lux Prize official selections were announced. Present at the reception were Doris Pack, Lux Prize coordinator, Mrs. Olga Sinalova, member of the European Parliament, and Mr. Carol Ock, artistic director of the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival and member of the Lux Prize selection panel. So here's a recording from last night's announcement.
Thank you very much. Perfect. And now we can proceed also with the new edition of the 2014. And for that reason, we welcome Doris Pack, former member of the Parliament, but now also a Lux Prize coordinator. Mrs. Olga Sehnalova, a member of the European Parliament, and Karel Och, artistic director of the Karlovy Vary Film Festival, and also member of the selection panel of Lux Prize. So I pass the word to Mrs. Sehnalova.
Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. It's a truly great honor for me to stand here and to talk to you on behalf of the European Parliament. In fact, of the newly elected European Parliament, as you know, the European elections took place just a few weeks ago, and in fact only last week we started to work as the new MEPs, and it's true that more than half of the MEPs are the new ones, and we all recognize that there are quite a few of the old ones, those who didn't run for re-election, that we will be missing very deeply, and one of them is standing next to me, which is the former chairwoman of the Kaut Committee of the European Parliament, Mrs. Doris Pack. Thank you very much. And I'm mentioning this because the Lux Prize never had an easy life, and Doris Pack was one of those members and the leading persons that were really supporting the Lux Prize from its very beginning and is really standing behind it. And I think that we have to bear in mind that Europe is not only about economics. Europe is not only about internal market, but Europe is about culture, maybe on its first place, and rich in its diversity. And the Lux Prize is exactly about that, that we have to promote and protect the richness of the diversity of our cultures. So let me thank all the organizers of the Lux Prize, because without their engagement, the prize and the whole process would not be possible. Let me thank to all the filmmakers that contributed and decided to participate in the Lux Prize competition. And later on, I will congratulate to those who were selected to the top 10, and see you in December, those where we will announce as the winner of the 2014 Lux Prize contest. Thank you.
Dear Olga, dear participants, dear friends of the Lux Prize here, I'm sure that not everybody here present knows really what the Lux Prize is. And in my former life, I was a teacher, so I have to tell you in some sentence what it is. We had the idea 8 years ago that we have to do something with the money which we get as parliamentarians for communication, for a real new communication tool, which has as a result to spread the European films, to tell the European stories. And this is not easy in European Union or in Europe, because we have so many languages. And therefore, we said we will have a very high qualified jury. And this jury will give us 10 films, names of films. And we, as your parliamentarians, we have to choose of these three which they are choosing, the jury, before September, where we will reveal it in Venice. Three films. And these three films are given to the parliamentarians to vote. And these three films are in all languages, official languages of the European Union, subtitled. 24 languages. This is a kind of possibilities to spread these films, to distribute them. It is really great. 24 languages means all the languages spoken in the European Union and above. And so I think we give a chance to European stories to be told, to European producers and actors to be seen, and to topics which are in these films dealt to be listened to, and perhaps to the politicians who have to vote for one of the films to get some ideas in which way they should solve or can solve the problems described in these films. Thank you very much for being here, and we have with us those who are working for this prize. And I have to tell it, Olga, you didn't mention, I mentioned it because I have to work with them, because I am the, now the coordinator of the Lux Prize. It is something honorary, but I wanted to do it because I like this prize. I will name especially Jindrich, who is a Czech collaborator in the Lux Prize. Jindrich, all the best for you, and thank you very much. And Marisela as well. She's Italian. Okay, both of them. And now we have here some people who were in the jury, the highly qualified jury, which give us these 10 films. And one of them is the leader of this Carlo Vivari Festival. And now I give him the floor. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So the nominees are Girlhood by Céline Sciamma from France, White God by Cornel Mundruczo, Hungary, Germany, Sweden. Beautiful Youth by Jaime Rosales, Spain, France. Ida by Pavel Pawlikowski, Poland, Denmark. Stations of the Cross by Dietrich Brüggemann, Germany, France. The Wonders by Alice Rohrwacher, Italy, Switzerland, Germany. Macondo by Sudabek Mortezaj from Austria. Class Enemy by Rok Bicek from Slovenia. Tourist by Ruben Östlund, Sweden, Denmark, France and Norway. And Xenia by Panos Kutras, Greece, France and Belgium.
Thank you all, so enjoy.
You listened to the announcement of the 10 films of the 2014 Lux Prize official selection from the 49th Carlo Vivari International Film Festival. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.